Good morning, everyone. I hope that you and your family are well and living a peaceful and meaningful life together. In the middle of January, I was invited to speak for the Hon'onko service at one of the temples in Fukuoka, Japan. My wife was worried and said, "Daddy, are you okay? I heard it is exceptionally cold in Japan this year." I said, "Don't worry. My body is very adjustable to cold weather. Besides, I have lots of experience with cold weather since I had lived in Sapporo, Japan, Minnesota, and even Toronto, Canada, without any problem. And I actually enjoy it. So, don't worry." To my surprise, however, I was totally ambushed by the unexpected climate and was exposed to the nasty weather. By the third day of my trip, I was down with a very bad cold. Although I somehow fulfilled my duties for 3 days, the rest of the scheduled short stay in Japan was not necessarily a comfortable one. I thought, I will never again visit Japan in the winter. Is it because my body is adjusted to the warm climate of Hawaii after living here so long? I don't want to admit it, but I actually cannot deny the fact that it is actually because I'm getting old. I realize that age is creeping up on me, and the conclusion of my life is definitely drawing near. When I reflect on my life, I realize how much time I wasted in doing everything as it came. Although at that moment, I worked hard on what I was expected to do, when I reflect on my life in the past, I found myself stretched too thin. I used to find myself focused on minor activities. I often felt busy, but not productive. I was always in motion, but never getting anywhere. I seriously thought that most of the things I engaged in were important. But I wonder, what was that all about? Many of those things were transitory, didn't matter, and end up with things half done or incomplete. As a result, I found that instead of chasing after more things which just cluttered my life, I should actively eliminate those things that are not vital for what I think is important. There are so many options available today for things to do, and there is a flood of information around us. But I find that very few things are truly essential. What I have to do is to filter through the noise until I get to the essence. It gave me an opportunity to reflect for the first time, and made me realize that it's about time that I should start to prepare for the peaceful end of my life and how I should live my life joyfully and meaningfully until then. I cannot waste much more time. I started to think about how to live the rest of my life more meaningfully and preciously. Recently, our lifestyle has become focused around human-centered convenience. Thus, we become slaves to all sorts of things and events we created, and we as human beings seems to have lost our humanness. The problem is, I am too greedy. I want to do everything. I want to get everything, but this is not really necessary because those things never really make me happy. Most things are trivial and I have to choose a vital few. It is not so much what I want to get more, but rather that I should learn to how to eliminate. That brings to my mind the poem entitled Dandelion, written by Tomihiro Hoshino, who is living his life in a wheelchair since he was paralyzed from the neck down by an unfortunate accident at the age of 24. He loved nature, so he often stayed outside to enjoy the scene and nature all by himself. One day he saw cotton-like dandelion seeds wafting in the sky, and he made this poem. And I quote, "I have seen you flying in the sky. When was it? Your way of traveling fills me with joy. You each carry only one thing on the wind. It is the only thing necessary for human beings. If I could throw away what I don't need, even I could fly in the sky." End of quote. Yes, we don't need too many things to live our life very comfortably. It doesn't make our lives any richer. Yet it seems as though we are unhappy unless we have more and more. More material things, more wealth, and better reputation, and live our life. Pursuing what we think we need. Munkuikyu said in his poem, "Why are you so discontented? After all, we came to this world naked and having nothing. What are you grumble and complaining about?" In the larger sutra, it is written, "People are very shallow, superficial, and too secular. So they rush around for trivial matters which does not require one rushing around at all, pointing out that there are much more serious matters to take care of in life." Shantao also commented on humans' unreflected life and stated, "Man is busily engaged in various affairs without realizing each day shortening his life like the candlelight flickering in the wind, which we cannot tell when it will be blown out. It is truly pity if we pass our life without knowing the vital matters in life in spite of receiving this precious life." My teacher, Reverend Rikisho Kuriyama, said in his poem entitled "To Have a Place to Return to," and I quote, "Those who do not have a place to return to, no matter how well and smooth life may become, come to a deadlock and will be in a piteous plight in the end. But those who have a place to return to, no matter how difficult life may seem, never come to a deadlock and are able to live with dignity and in great joy. It is because they are always connected with something eternal and something infinite." End of quote. Yes, we all need a place to return to, a home of homes, the foundation of life, which is something true and real, and something infinite, so that we can always depend on and rely on in order to live fully and vibrantly each day to the utmost. Our life becomes unshakable, and we can find the path of boundless freedom. If you find your place to return to, which is connected with something eternal, something infinite, something true and real, you can return there whenever you need to, even if you encounter the unexpected in life. You will be able to live a vibrant life with dignity and in great joy. This is one of the most essential things in our lives. 南無阿弥陀仏。